Raptors lead the Clippers 60-53. Welcome back inside the Air Canada Center. Gareth Wheeler, Dwayne Watson with you. This is BMO Raptors basketball. A quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard with Eastern Conference playoff implications. The Miami Heat and Indiana Pacers tied at 96 apiece. They're going to overtime, and we're watching some Elite Eight action. Kansas leading Duke 81-78. That game, 57 seconds left in overtime already. So drama across the board. Hope it gets drama-free here for the remainder of this one, Dwayne.
Indeed, indeed. Grayson Allen almost had a chance to win that game, but you know, the Kyle Lowry, the birthday boy, look at him in the third quarter to kind of go off and assert himself and do his thing.
We should also mention Steve Kerr, Golden State Warriors head coach, says Steph Curry, there's no way he'll be playing in the first round of the playoffs. Let's send it back down courtside. Here's Paul Jones and Sherman Hamilton with your second half call.
All right, Raptors lead it, as Gareth said, and the second half, the Clippers get the ball first. They are coming left to right in those powder blue uniforms with orange trimming. And the first shot missed by Tobias Harris. Raptors starters on the floor in the red, working toward the Bay Street end, right to left across your dial. Valanciunas, Lowry, Ibaka, Anunoby, and DeRozan. And they got a foul down low on DeAndre Jordan as JV posted him up near side left wing and went to work on the box.
Well, he did that sweep through DeAndre Jordan, exposed that hand, and was trying to kind of find a range on Jonas, and he just sweeped through that and gets the foul called on DeAndre Jordan.
DeRozan jumper, far elbow, no good. Rebound by DeAndre Jordan. Tobias Harris with a solid contest on DeRozan. Johnson to Harris into the lane. Now up top to Teodosic. Drives right side to Harris in the lane. Kicks it out. Austin Rivers near side steps in. They swing it to Harrison. DeAndre Jordan had got rebounding position and was caught for 3 seconds in the lane, just kind of hanging out in the key.
Just hoping that shot went up, because Kyle Lowry on the rotation had to box out DeAndre Jordan, and he was just wanting the shot to go up so he could clean it up on the glass.
So Lowry brings it front court. Raptors leading 60-53. DeRozan to Valanciunas. Shot fake. Jordan doesn't buy, but at least he's out top. Valanciunas turns the corner into the lane. Lefty hook up and in. JV putting the ball on the deck and getting to the tin.
Good patience there by Jonas. Attacks hard with that right hand. Doesn't go into that running right hand shot. Stops, pivots, step through, and is able to use the lefty shot to get it in.
The jumper missed by the Clippers. Back come the Raptors with a 9-point lead, 62-53. DeRozan on Austin Rivers. Rivers reaches in, slaps it away. Here come the Clippers, 4-on-2. Harris to a trailing Teodosic for three. Rattles, doesn't go. Rebound to Toronto.
Opportunity missed by the Clippers. Had numbers there, unable to make it count.
Lowry on the lob to Valanciunas. Can't get it down as he was contested. Back comes L.A. Wesley Johnson. One dribble, pull-up, jumper, no good. Rebound DeRozan. They say stay here. They got the foul on Valanciunas. Looks like he's seen a ghost protesting the call with Matt Bolin. Jaw dropped, eyes open widely, and they'll say Clipper ball near wing right side in front of the Raptor bench.
Well, offensively, Jonas on the alley-oop pass tried to turn his hands and dunk it forward. Should have just reversed it, but knew he was out of the play. Hustled back, gets called on the foul on the rebound.
Austin Rivers floats it up, broken circle straight away. 62-55, the lead is 7 for Toronto. DeRozan far side left wing. Now to Lowry straight away between the circles. Deep three, no good. Rebound, here comes Tobias Harris. On the lob, DeAndre Jordan catches it, says JV. That's how you do it when you're not facing the hoop. Reverse alley-oop jam for Jordan.
That's exactly what Jonas should have done. Not try to turn around and face the rim on alley-oop pass. Dunk it backwards, easy finish, but that takes good awareness and understanding where you are when you leave the floor.
Ibaka down low, gets the jam. What a pass from DeRozan. Near side left wing on a line right to Ibaka under the cup.
Great recognition by DeMar and good hands by Serge.
9:06 third quarter, 64-57 Toronto. Wesley Johnson three ball, knocks it out from the corner. Syracuse Orange makes it 64-60. All of a sudden, Sherm, Clippers back in this thing.
Oh. Austin Rivers is in the paint making plays, either scoring or finding teammates.
Valanciunas fouled, low block far side. on the right wing as he went left hand to the middle, fouled by Tobias Harris. Now Pirtle in, Valanciunas out, JV not happy, but he will have to sit down with his four fouls.
Definitely not happy. Dwayne Casey saying, big fella, we want to keep you and have you as an option later in the game. Don't want you to get that fifth foul, but every player wants to stay on the floor.
Everybody says, I can play with the fouls, coach.
Then when they get the foul, it's the official's fault.
Lowry to Ibaka. Three ball far side, no good. Long rebound off Pirtle, out of bounds. It will go to the Clippers. The baby blue clad Clippers of the lineage of the Buffalo Braves who used to wear the baby blue. Rivers in the lane to DeAndre Jordan. Can't squeeze it underneath, knocked away. Lowry was down there scrapping for it. And it'll be Clipper ball far side, left baseline.
Again, Austin Rivers in the paint causing all kinds of problems for the Raptors. That time, fortunately, the Raptors don't get hurt.
DeAndre Jordan, dribble handoff to Teodosic. Up top, wide open three, short, man. DeRozan got wiped out on the dribble handoff by DeAndre Jordan, his Olympic teammate. Ibaka three, near side, no good. Rebound Pirtle. Kick out to Lowry, back to Ibaka. On the bounce, Lowry three, no good. Long rebound, Wesley Johnson. 8 minutes, third quarter, 64-60, Toronto. Here come the Clippers front court, left to right. Austin Rivers in the lane, floats it up and in again. And it's a two-point game, 64-62.
How many times have you said it, Jonesy? Austin Rivers in the lane. That time turning the corner off the screen and roll, able to get in tight.
Technical foul, Kyle Lowry. And now Ibaka puts his right hand on Kyle's chest, says, happy birthday, but take it easy. We need you in this game.
Yeah, your birthday, you don't want to pay any money. You want to get money. Got to keep him away from Bill Spooner right now.
Harris makes the free throw, and the Clippers have cut the lead down to one.
Well, Bill Spooner, doesn't he know it's Kyle's birthday? Got to give him a bit of length on his birthday.
A little bit. 7:45 to go. Third quarter will take a timeout. 64-63. Toronto by one from the ACC. You're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Tune in this Monday, March 26th, as your Toronto Maple Leafs take on Jack Eichel and the Buffalo Sabres. Pre-game at 6:30 with Jim Taddy and Greg Gilbert. Puck drop just after 7 with Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph. Maple Leafs on TSN 1050, the official voice of the Leafs. .7:45 to go, third quarter. Raptors leading 64-63. There was a technical foul on Lowry. The shot was made by Harris, and the Raptors will continue their possession. Front court coming right to left toward the Bay Street end of the ACC. DeRozan, Ibaka, Pirtle out there with Ananobi and Lowry. Lowry takes the ball near side, left wing. Now works between the rings. On the logo, bottom of the center circle. Kicks to Ibaka, now to DeRozan. Drives right side, Wesley Johnson strips it. Here come the Clippers with a chance for the lead. Kick out to Teodosic. Now to Rivers, near side on Lowry. Drives, left hand to the middle, steps back for a three and knocks it down. Austin Rivers has given the Clippers their first lead of the game at 66-64. They wipe out an 18-point lead by Toronto. In the lane, Ibaka kicks to Lowry, who is cutting. It's an over and back violation. Clippers ball near side, right wing, foul line extended. Some Raptor fans have to be saying right now, Sherm, what happened?
Some sloppy play by the Raptors. Three turnovers already in the first 5 minutes of this third quarter. The Raptors giving possessions away and defensively on a screen and roll, really having a problem containing Austin Rivers.
Rivers up top on the bounce against Ananobi. Crosses him over, gets into the lane, floats it up, no good. Rebound knocked away. Here comes Lowry. Rivers wanted the foul on his son, who was hammered to the ground after the shot. Ananobi, corner three, no good. Rebound out of bounds off Pirtle. It'll be Clippers ball.
Good look for OG right there. Unfortunately, unable to knock down that shot.
So back come the Clippers with a two-point lead. 6:39 to go, third quarter, 66-64, L.A. Teodosic near side, right wing, on the drive, kicks it out to Rivers against DeRozan. Drives, kicks to Harris, catch and shoot, jumper no good, rebound tipped up no good. Poeltl comes down with the loose ball to Lowry on the run. Into the lane, lays it up, no good. Ibaka with the rebound, jump hook up and in. We're tied at 66.
But I like the downhill play by Kyle Lowry. Attacks Austin Rivers, condenses the defense, gets that shot up. That allows your bigs who are trailing to get in there and rebound the ball.
Back comes DeAndre Jordan, puts it up and in. Clippers go back in front, 68-66. Poeltl off to Anunoby, left hand to the middle. Tries to wrap around pass to Poeltl, knocked out of bounds. And it's Toronto ball, but Sherm, as you said, the play's degenerated a little. The Raptors have given up that 18-point lead.
Well, they have, and we talked about the tempo. That changed in the second quarter, and the Raptors need to get that tempo they had to start the game. They were playing with pace, and they were forcing the Clippers to react to them.
DeRozan, jumper no good. Rebound tipped up. They say we're going the other way. The foul on Poeltl underneath on DeAndre Jordan. And the Clippers will look to increase their lead.
And you're seeing some of the Raptors kind of laughing at the calls, palms up in the air. Got to be careful. Slippery slope when you start to react to the officials. And we've seen this team struggle from that perspective in the past.
Rivers, near side, right wing, into the lane. Bounces off. Poeltl now keeps the bounce alive. To Williams, to Harris. Drives on DeRozan into the lane. Puts it up, no good. Austin Rivers runs down the loose ball on Anunoby. Now works to the top. Now he's got Ibaka on the switch. Kicks it into the far corner. Wesley Johnson raises for three and knocks it down. Clippers with their biggest lead of the game at 71-66.
If you're OG, you got to know. Wesley Johnson wants to shoot the three. You got to close out, chase him off that three-point line, force him to put the ball on the floor where your help can pick you up.
DeRozan up top on Tobias Harris. Calls Anunoby for the screen. Gets a switch on Lou Williams. Goes at him. Kicks it to Lowry. Shot clock at four. Got to go. Fumbles the ball. Goes to Ibaka. He has it knocked away. It's a shot clock violation. And all of a sudden, the Clippers have the Raptors shooting percentage down to 43.3%.
And another turnover for the Raptors. Now up to four turnovers in this quarter. The offense is not looking sharp at all. The Clippers are doing a good job of really pressing up on the perimeter of the Raptors, not allowing them to engage their offense closer to the three-point line. And that's created some issues for the Raptors in terms of continuity and the ability to play with any flow in the half court.
3 for 12 and three turnovers this quarter for the Raptors. That'll see your lead go by the books. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Rivers in the lane to Jordan. No good, but Jordan fouled. And Austin Rivers breaking Toronto down again. DeAndre Jordan will get two free throws. All of a sudden, the Clippers feeling lively, Sherm.
Well, Austin Rivers is doing a great job of getting into the middle. The screen and roll, the big defending the screener for the Raptors is so low defensively that Austin Rivers has the opportunity to get to the paint at any point. And they want him to try and score the basketball, but he's making good decisions. At times, he's looking for himself. A play like that, he breaks down the defense, gets into the middle, he finds DeAndre Jordan, and the Raptors have to foul. Their screen and roll defense needs to be addressed because right now Austin Rivers is doing what he wants when he gets off that screen and he goes downhill, presenting all kinds of problems for the Raptors in their paint.
Jordan misses the second. He makes one of two. 72-66, Clippers lead it by six. 4:25 to go, third quarter. Lowry, far side, right wing. Into the lane to Poeltl. Jakob drives, lays it up, no good, but the foul will go on Tobias Harris. Nice job by Poeltl to lower the shoulder and get to the bucket.
Yeah, no question about it. That time Kyle puts the ball between two Clipper defenders. Jakob Poeltl catches it on the far foul lane line. And instead of, like we saw him in the first half, just look to pass the basketball, he looks at the rim and he attacks this time and is almost able to get the and one.
Pirtle free throw, no good. This has been an area of concern for the Raptors. Jakob Pirtle shooting 60%. I mean, we look at the luxury of Valanciunas shooting 81%. Big guys got to make free throws or else they're just going to chop you and try to send you to the line.
Well, you're right, but I'd be surprised if Jakob Pirtle shoots this kind of percentage next season. I don't think that he is going to allow that or be good with that.
C.J. Miles, open look for three, got it. Pirtle misses the second free throw. They get the rebound back, and C.J. had all day to tee that up. Adjust the seams, read the label, and drop it in the bottom of the well.
A good tip out, ball movement on the perimeter. C.J. Miles knocks it down. Doc Rivers says, uh-uh, we're not having this happen right now. Calls that timeout to slow the Raptors down.
4:13, third quarter, 72-69. Clippers in the lead. From the ACC, you're listening to Raptors basketball on TSN 1050, Toronto. Back at the ACC. The Raptors suddenly trailing the Clippers. It's 72-69 LA. And Dwayne Casey Sherm cannot be happy with, well, the effort, the intensity, the general turn of events here since the Raptors pushed that lead to 18.
Well, there's a lot not to like for Dwayne Casey. The fact that the Clippers in this third quarter are pretty much attacking them at will off the screen and roll. The fact that your team has turned it over four times. The fact that offensively you're not able to find any flow, and it seems like the Clippers are initiating everything from a physical perspective on the defensive end.
Rivers into the lane for the Clippers to Harrell. Bounces off Pirtle, lays it up and in. They got him on the walk though, so turn it over and give it to the Raptors. Montrezl Harrell called on the travel.
Very, very fortunate for the Raptors,
yes,
because that was close to an and one right there.
He's not shying away from contact, that kid.
No, he's not.
Miles, three, no good. Far side, right wing. Here come the Clippers in the baby blue uniforms moving left to right. Harrell, near side, right wing in front of the Raptor bench. Guarded by his energy counterpart, Siakam. Williams to Harrell in the lane, floats it up and in. Montrezl Harrell gives the Clippers a 74-69 lead. Down low, Siakam. Kick to Miles. Corner three. No good. Rebound. Wesley Johnson has it.
That's a couple of good looks,
yeah,
for C.J. Miles that he needs to start making those.
Rivers floats it up. No good. Rebound knocked away. Here comes DeRozan. Two on four. DeRozan over to the far corner right side. 3:10 to go. Third quarter. Toronto down 74-69. DeRozan on DeAndre Jordan, drives into the lane, tries to do the James Harden, and when he extended the ball, DeAndre Jordan just took it from him.
Yeah, the officials with no whistle on that, and DeMar DeRozan kind of chuckling to himself as he feels he got fouled there, but DeAndre Jordan, I guess, gets awarded with the quick hands.
Lou Williams brings it front court against Van Vliet, who came in for Lowry. Williams near side, right wing, on the drive. Sorry, Van Vliet was in for DeRozan. Lowry still on the floor. Wesley Johnson to Rivers up top, shot clock at five. Clippers got to go. Rivers shakes between the legs. Lowry knocks it away, ball to the ground. Shot clock violation, and Toronto gets a stop.
Good job by Kyle Lowry, just getting a piece of that ball and knocking it loose, knowing that the shot clock was short, and Austin Rivers just bobbling it a little bit, and Raptors taking advantage of that. Good stop. Now you got to turn it into a positive offensive possession.
4 for 15 with 5 turnovers this quarter. Not good for Toronto.
Absolutely not.
Pirtle in the lane, comes down with it, floats it up, no good. Rebound knocked away. Loose ball, Lowry has it up top. Kick to Siakam straight away. Dribble handoff, Van Vliet. Left hand to the middle, cut off to Miles. Up fake, drives into the lane to Pirtle. Kick out, corner three, Siakam. Good! Down the bottom of the well for Pascal. Knocks down another one. 74-72, Clipper lead cut to two.
Good energy by the Raptors. I thought there was good dribble penetration. Finally getting a wide open look, and Pascal knocking down his second three of the game.
Wesley Johnson misses a jumper. Back comes Lowry to Pirtle. Kick to Miles for the lead. Three in the air. Got it. Down the bottom of the well. A couple of home run balls for Toronto. Has him in front, 75-74.
But it comes on the back of a couple of defensive stops, and they're able to push it in transition and get good looks.
Lou Williams back, silences the crowd. Knocks in a long jumper, 76-75 LA. Miles to Pirtle. Kick back to Miles. Wide open three straight away, no good. Oh, Siakam, what a rebound, lays it up and in. Pascal on his pogo stick gets it down. He came flying from the left side. Nobody put a body on him. Toronto up one. 77-76 Raptors. Harrell up top. Gets it to Williams. Near side, right wing. Three over Siakam. No good. Rebound Pirtle. Outlet Lowry. Under a minute to go. Third quarter. Siakam with a jam as Pascal runs the floor and hammers it down. The pass on a line by Lowry about 50 feet.
And again, another defensive stop that leads to a good look offensively. Doc Rivers electing not to call a timeout.
Teodosic in the lane, floats it up, no good, but Lowry going to be called on the foul. It'll be two shots for Milos Teodosic.
Pascal Siakam went in on his own personal run right there for a bit offensively. But again, when the Raptors get consistent stops and they're able to flow out offensively in transition, even their secondary offense and their half-court offense has more flow to it. And as much as we're in the era of the three-point shot and scoring a lot of points, if you can play defense,
yes,
get stops at the right points of the game, you can open the game up. And the Raptors right now, only up two, but they were down and they're able to turn the momentum around, not because they're scoring, that's part of it, but because they're getting stops and turning those into positive offensive situations.
So Toronto leads it 79-77. Teodosic second free throw good. It's a 1-point Raptor lead, 42 seconds to go, third quarter.
And it might not be those 90 to 89 games, but you need to play defense still in an offensive era.
Miles, three ball off the screen, no good. Raptors do get the 2-for-1 though. But right now their lead is only a solitary point. 79-78 Toronto. Williams up top working on Van Vliet. Drives right near side. Floats it up. No good. Rebound jammed down on the weak side by Montrezl Harrell.
Man, is Harrell active. Did a good job there as the help came over. Just creeped on the backside. Able to follow it with a two-hand finish.
Lowry on the drive into the lane. Pirtle swallowed up and fouled. Montrezl Harrell takes the foul. Mike Woodson, one of the assistants, up. Not happy. Dribble penetration by Lowry. Setting up Jakob Pirtle. Let's see if Jakob can knock down a couple of free throws, Sherm. He's missed his earlier attempts.
Well, we saw OG in a similar situation. 0.6 left in the half. He misses both free throws. Jakob makes the first one, so if he can make this next one, get this closed out, the Raptors have good momentum heading into the fourth quarter.
Well, it's a good sign right now. The Raptors, I'll give you the number after this free throw because it'll determine which number I give you. Second free throw, no good. The third quarter ends. When Toronto is leading or tied after three quarters, they are 46-3. Let's see what transpires. Last lap of the track. Three quarters in the books. One more lap to go. 80 apiece, Toronto and the Clippers from the ACC. You're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto.
Enough stone to resurface the DVP. Enough stone to build an impossible wall.
With 25 acres of stone products, Beaver Valley Stone can make any stone project idea you have happen now. Make your outdoor living spaces more inviting. Boost your curb appeal. Stone brings beauty and elegance to any home project, outside or inside. Beaver Valley Stone is the keystone to a beautiful home.
Enough stone to finally finish the Parthenon.
On Woodbine and on Langstaff, both just south of the 407 in Markham and Thornhill. Visit BeaverValleyStone.com.
I'm Tristan Fitzpatrick with a TSN 1050 Sports Center update. For your Ontario Subaru dealers, open up to spring at your Ontario Subaru dealer with great rates from 0.5%. Subaru, confidence in motion. The Toronto Raptors are all tied up at 80 with the LA Clippers at the ACC. Some breaking news, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr saying that Steph Curry will not be ready for the first round of the NBA playoffs. Curry dealing with an MCL strain. The Canadian women's curling team won gold at the World Championships on home ice in North Bay, Ontario earlier today. They went undefeated in the tournament for the second straight year, defeating the number 2 seed, Sweden, 7-6 in 11 ends. Kansas beat Duke 85-81 at the NCAA Basketball Championships, joining fellow number 1 seed Villanova in the Final Four. Now back to Raptors Clippers with Paul Jones and Sherman Hamilton on TSN 1050, the official voice of the Leafs.
Noodles and the O-Dog for Overdrive every weekday, 4 to 7 p.m. on TSN 1050, the official voice of the Leafs.
Fourth quarter time at the ACC. Paul Jones, Sherman Hamilton, along with Steve Eliopoulos. Raptors and the Clippers tied at 80 apiece. And you'd say I'd take a tie until you looked at the events of the game, Sherm, where the Raptors had an 18-point lead and ended up in that third quarter giving it all back, shooting 7 of 22 and turning the ball over 5 times.
Yeah, very, very disappointing quarter for the Raptors. And it's one of those situations where now, as we've seen many times throughout the course of this year, they put pressure on themselves to play at a high level in the fourth quarter.
Siakam, Van Vliet, Poeltl, Miles, and Wright. The entire bench on the floor for Toronto. Moving right to left in the red uniforms. Fred Van Vliet in amongst the tall timber. Floats it up and in off glass. 82-80 Toronto. The Raptors bench, second highest scoring bench in the NBA in the fourth quarter. Lou Williams out there with Sindarius Thornwell. Milos Teodosic, Montrezl Harrell, and Boban Marjanovic. Williams knocks it down 12 feet far side. We're tied at 82. CJ Miles drives, has it knocked away. Pascal Siakam can't secure the loose ball. Out of bounds, Clipper ball. We see big human beings in this
goodness.
Game. But Boban Marjanovic, I mean, we're used to being around big dudes. The man is listed at 7'3". 300. He is a giant of a man.
Well, he is. He's a big, long, and he's not just a skinny big guy. He's not the biggest big guy, but he's got some meat on his body.
He makes Jakob Poeltl look like a 6'5" guy.
Which is tough to do, but he moves pretty well, the big fella does, and he's got some skills.
Speaking of which, if you want to have a laugh, go on YouTube and Google Boban Marjanovic and his teammate Tobias Harris doing chicken noodle soup. I'm telling you, sit down or go to the bathroom before you do, because you will have a laugh. Lou Williams up top. Clippers win the jump ball when it was tied up. They lob it up to Marjanovic, puts it up and in. Guy barely has to jump to get it to the hoop. Clippers up 84-82.
Good initial defense. Poeltl able to block that pass. Second opportunity. Clippers score.
Raptors miss at the other end. Back come the Clippers, leading 84-82. Harrell, reverse pivot, far side, left wing. Drives on Siakam, the running floater, up and in.
Tough move right there by Harrell. Sweeps it, gets to the middle. And Pascal Siakam tried his best to get up there to contest that shot. Able to get the nice roll off the rim.
He goes a little schoolyard celebration on the way back.
Oh, yeah.
That's just pure fun. Siakam throws it away. Williams. Off to Harrell on the run. Montrez in the lane, lays it up and in. 88-82, the Clippers with their largest lead of the game.
Pretty good ball handling by Harrell in the open court. I thought the pass was a bit too early, but a couple dribbles able to make it happen.
Raptors give it away again at the other end. Quick up court hit ahead to Lou Williams, lays it in. Timeout, Dwayne Casey. Biggest lead of the game for the Clippers at 90-82.
The Raptors definitely coming out this fourth quarter very flat, and the Clippers' energy off the chart, able to get what they want offensively and defensively, forcing another turnover, making the Raptors struggle in order to get into any offensive flow.
So timeout on the floor, 9:51, fourth quarter, 90-82, Clippers in the lead from the ACC. This is Raptors basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Listen to Overdrive with Hayes Noodles and the O-Dog, Monday to Friday, 4 to 7 on TSN 1050, every day at 5 p.m. TSN hockey analyst Ray Ferraro checks in with the boys. Overdrive, your drive home just got a lot better. Well, the Raptors better put it into drive and fast. They trail 90-82 with 9:51 to go.
Well, the Raptors getting great production from their bench in terms of points between Pascal Siakam, CJ Miles, and Fred VanVleet. The issue is Kyle and DeMar right now are combined 3 of 15 from the floor for a combined 11 points.
Wow.
When those guys get back in the game, they've got to provide more of an offensive punch.
Right. Front court for the Raptors moving right to left to the Bay Street end of the ACC. Pirtle shot, no good. Marjanovic reaches up near the ceiling of the ACC, doesn't even jump, and picks off the loose ball.
It's kind of weird to see where he collects the ball at the peak. It's so high.
Yeah, you're not used to seeing the ball collected that high in the air by a guy standing on the ground.
Absolutely. If a guy elevates, you're impressed. But he's basically reaching up and grabbing the ball at a height that you're not used to seeing. And even a guy like Jakob Poeltl, who's up there trying to tip it, yeah, and all that, Marjanovic is just standing still and just grabbing the ball.
Boban's 7'3". He must have the reach of a guy 7'8".
Oh, yeah. Oh, at 7'3", his arms are just above his knees when they're extended down.
So I'm going to tell you this. There's only one other guy I've seen that, and that's when the gentle giant George Mirazon was in the league. Other than that, yep, I've never seen a guy, even Yao Ming, when he reached up, it didn't look as imposing as that.
No, you're right.
Free throws go down. The Clippers up by 10 as Lou Williams makes two. Lou Williams, 14 on the night. DeLon Wright into the lane. Fall away over Marjanovic, short. Boban will do that, and back comes Lou Williams.
But he's mobile, too. He gets down to the front of the rim, deep post.
Oh, what a pass! Boban Marjanovic caught it in the lane and threw it off his right hip, facing his own basket with his back to the attacking basket for a dunk by Montrezl Harrell. Boban Marjanovic has taken over this game.
That was a very, very impressive drop pass right there. The no look, the pass went on time, on target.
And now he's in the lane and jams it down on his tippy toes. 96-82, the Raptors down 14. And Dwayne Casey steps onto the floor to a timeout. And Boban is getting chest bumps as he goes. He got three from DeAndre Jordan, and he's like, okay, let me go and sit down.
Yeah, Dwayne Casey having to burn two timeouts pretty close together. His team extremely flat right now. And I look at it with 8:39. I think I got to go back to my main guys and Kyle and DeMar and see if they can turn this around.
8:39 to go. Clippers by 14, 96-82. It's been a 16-2 run to start the quarter in the first 3 minutes and 21 seconds. When we come back, rest of the fourth quarter. You're listening to Raptors basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Back at the ACC, the Toronto Raptors all of a sudden are in a huge hole because of the play of the Clippers and one Boban Marjanovic. The 7 foot 3 inch native of the former Yugoslavia. The big serve is putting it on the Raptors right now. Ibaka jumper, got it near elbow left side. Raptors trying to mount a comeback. Four of the starters back in there with CJ Miles, Lowry, DeRozan, Ibaka, Valanciunas, and Miles. Harrell misses the shot, goes out of bounds off Harrell, and Lowry helps him up. It'll be Toronto basketball.
Dwayne Casey understanding the time and the urgency in the moment right now gets his main guys back into the game. And first possession, good look for Serge.
Lowry gets it down, a three in the bottom of the well from Lowry. 96-87, the lead is nine. The Raptors trying to climb the hill.
And as much as the offense looks good with two consecutive offensive looks, it's the defense, it's the stops and the ability to get something offensively off the stop.
Teodosic on the second possession for the Clippers after the offensive rebound. Drives, floats it up and in, far side left wing.
Soon as I say that, the Raptors give up a second chance opportunity. The Clippers able to capitalize.
98-87 LA. Lowry up top, got the switch on Harrell, into the corner to Miles, drive, cross-court pass deflected. Here comes L.A. as they get the turnover. Lou Williams front court, stutter dribble into the lane, floats it up, blocked by Valanciunas. Marjanovic gets it, floats it up, no good, rebound to Miles. Up court to DeRozan, on the bounce, far side, right wing, drives into the lane, comes out the other side, still on the bounce, goes airborne and is fouled by Harrell. And they got DeRozan on the foul, and they say two shots, as the Clippers were all saying it looked like, and it did to me, like he was passing.
It did look like he was. DeMar was trying to kick it out on the contact there. And now DeMar gets awarded two free throws, and this is the consistency, right?
Yeah.
Coaches, players are looking for the consistency, and it's, again, it's a work in progress, but it's tough to not notice and obviously have a say about situations like that. So over the summer, the officials are going to have to really work on this and
yes,
come together and talk with players, coaches, you know, people involved in the goodwill of this game and wanting to see it do well, just to figure out more advanced ways of finding consistency in calls like that.
98-89, free throws go down for DeRozan. Crowd chanting for defense. 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. Raptors down by nine. Teodosic down low to Marjanovic. Back to Teodosic. Three ball, far side, no good. Rebound. Lowry gets to the floor before anybody else.
DeMar DeRozan got rocked by a screen by Sindarius Thornwell. Nobody called it. DeMar got blindsided by it. Fortunately, he got knocked down, but he got up.
So Marjanovic out, Jordan in, Rivers back in. Teodosic out, and Harrell sits down for Tobias Harris. 6:36 to go. Raptors down 9, 98-89. Well, if they got a comeback in them, it's got to start now.
Raptors with 14 turnovers now in this game, giving up 9 points off those turnovers. And even though the Raptors gave a lot back to the Clippers, 44%. You have them shooting 44%. And you have the ability to be more aggressive offensively, to make more plays going to the basket, to find some flow now. This game is definitely not in a bad position for the Raptors if they continue to push the pace.
A drink spilled on the far side. They mop it up. Back to action. Lowry to Ibaka. Now to Lowry. Shot clock at 10. Lowry straight out top against Thornwell. Gets a screen from Valanciunas, instead goes left into the lane, lays it up and in. Lowry beats him coming down the near side, left wing. 98-91, Raptors down 7. Williams to Thornwell, lays it up and in, cutting on the near side, right wing. Great pass, 100-91, Clippers by 9.
Yeah, you can't have that happen. You just score a tough basket, you can't give it back right away.
DeRozan up top. Top of the stretch, 6 minutes to go. Raptors down 9. DeRozan floats it up and in. What a move by DeRozan. The Raptors need every point they can get right now.
Good job by DeMar DeRozan. Attacks Austin Rivers, has to spin, going to his left. Tobias Harris comes to help, but nice touch on the floater over the top.
Rivers drives left. Kick out to Lou Williams, guarded by Lowry. Lou, long jumper, good for 3.
That's what he does, going to his left. Kyle Lowry jumped on his right hand. Lou Williams very comfortable going to his left. A little fade on that shot as well. Can score it with the best of them.
And now they got a foul on the Clippers, Austin Rivers, against Lowry.
Austin Rivers, telling Sean Corbin that Kyle flopped on that call. Still a foul.
Still a foul. And now Fred VanVleet going to check in for C.J. Miles. Fred, amongst the leaders, 19th in the NBA in fourth quarter minutes played.
He's important. He made great decisions. He can score the basketball. He shoots it from deep defensively. He's not going to give up any ground. He's just a solid, solid player to have on the floor in late-game situations.
DeRozan against Thornwell. Shot clock at 8. Approaching 5 minutes, fourth quarter. Jumper in the air, no good. Two rims in and out for DeMar. Here come the Clippers with a 103-93 10-point lead.
Solid defense by Sindarius Thornwell, one-on-one on DeMar DeRozan.
Rivers floats it up, no good. Rebound on the ground to Toronto. Lowry making a push. 4:45 to go, fourth quarter. Into the lane, Lowry off the foot of the Clippers. It's out of bounds, it'll be Toronto ball. Right baseline, far side. Fours are wild on the clock. 4:44, 103-93, Clippers by 10.
Is that Jay-Z's album?
Yeah, they could use some good music now. Now DeRozan called on the offensive foul as he tried to drive far side. And that's going to be a turnover and give it to the Clippers.
Well, DeMar DeRozan curling off of a screen set by Jonas Valanciunas on the same side as the inbound on the lane line. And as he turned to go to the basket, Rivers, who's defending the inbound, just stepped in there and was able to draw the charge.
Williams, top of the lane, jumper good. Lou Williams is making it look easy right now.
Well, if he's going to his left, it is very easy for Lou Williams. And that time he snaked around the screen, got back to his left hand. Late contest by Fred VanVleet. Doesn't matter.
DeRozan in the lane, lays it up and in. Coming far side to near side, right to left. The lefty layup makes it 105-95. Raptors got to go, though. Down 10 as we hit the four-minute mark, fourth quarter. Clippers have busted this one open. Williams, pull-up jumper on VanVleet. No good. Rebound knocked away. On the ground, Ibaka has it. Lowry hustles it up the floor. Drives on Rivers, who cuts him off. Austin Rivers in a stance. Lowry works far side. Now gets Tobias Harris on the switch between the rings. Works left. In the lane to Valanciunas. Lay it up. No good. Gets the rebound. Puts it back up and in.
Jonas Valanciunas, after the miss, fortunately, just had the size advantage because DeAndre Jordan switched out to Kyle Lowry. But what a pass. A hard bounce pass that had to come up to Jonas Valanciunas' height for him to catch it.
Rivers in the lane, floats it up, no good. Rebound Valanciunas. 3:10 to go, Toronto down 105-97, 8-point deficit. DeRozan drives in the lane, kicks to the corner. Ibaka up fake, reset after a dribble. Three in the air is good. Serge knocks it down. 105-100. Raptors cut it to 5. Timeout. Doc Rivers and the LA Clippers.
Good job right there. DeMar DeRozan attacking from the far side. 45 is able to get into the paint, kick it to the near corner on the three-point line. Serge does a good job, pump fake, a little escape dribble as DeAndre Jordan floats by, knocks down that shot. Good concentration.
Down the stretch we come. 2:57 to go. Clippers 105, Raptors 100. We will keep it here and talk strategy as Dwayne Casey's huddled with his crew and Doc Rivers walking towards his huddle after chatting with his assistants. Key play here, Sherm. Rivers noted for his after timeout plays. And if you're Dwayne Casey, you got to plan your defense.
Well, you do have to plan your defense. Austin Rivers has had a lot of success in screen and rolls, being able to turn the corner and head downhill and just make a play, whether it's the floater, whether it's finding a teammate in the paint or kicking it to the three-point line. And the Raptors have to be very aware of that. And the fallout of that is if he does attack, you've got to be able to defend the rebound because DeAndre Jordan is going to roam free. As soon as Jonas Valanciunas has to help, those guards have to crack back, make contact, and make it extremely difficult when that shot goes up.
2:57 to go. Here come the Clippers in the powder blue with orange trim left to right, leading 105-100. They've got the lead in the ball. Crowd chanting for defense. Williams drives in the lane, bounces off Van Vliet, floats it up and in, and send him to the line for one more. That is patented Lou Williams.
And the problem with it is Lou Williams is getting the ball on the far side. The screen is coming from the middle to the far side. You've got to force him into the screen, number one. But number two, you can't allow him to go left. So it's got to be an automatic force him to the screen where your help is. That time, Fred VanVleet gets on the top side. Lou Williams has the whole left side of the court to operate. That's his office. That's where he makes his money.
He goes left better than anybody else. 108-100, Clippers. Williams makes the free throw. DeRozan into the corner. VanVleet for three. Good. Down the bottom of the well for Fred. The Clippers switch, and they couldn't get back, Sherm, and Fred dropped it home.
Well, Lou Williams was trying to say to Sindarius Thornwell, get back, but DeMar did a good job of attacking Lou Williams, and that pulled Lou Williams too far, and Fred VanVleet fanned to the corner. Easy, wide-open shot for Fred.
108-103, Clippers by five. Lou Williams, jumper, got it again. Lou going
left
to work. He is the NBA's leading fourth-quarter scorer. And he's going to work right now, 110-103 LA. 2 minutes left in the game. Valanciunas down low on Thornwell, into the lane, floated up, no good. Wow, that was right in tight, and he couldn't get it down.
Jonas did everything there but finish that play. Two power dribbles, gets to the middle, little jump hook over the left shoulder, just unable to finish it.
Lou Williams with the ball. Near side, right wing. He's having a heck of a fourth quarter. Step back three, good. Kicks the leg and starts backpedaling in his home run trot. 112-103. They say it's a two. Lou says, look at that. I think it was a three. Lou Williams came into this fourth quarter with 8 points. I'm looking at the stat sheet. Lou Williams had 8 points. He now has 26.
My stat sheet says the same thing.
I thought there was something wrong with my eyes. Lou has 18 points in this fourth quarter.
7 of 11 from the floor. Lou Williams has been on fire and just been dominating. And this is not unusual. In a Raptor uniform, that's what he did. Now we're seeing it for the Clippers. He's having a career year in terms of how he's scoring the basketball, assisting, and you know that coming into this game. And right now we're seeing Lou Williams get to the spots that he needs to get to. Even on that last possession, Lou Williams is doing a good job in terms of just being aggressive, and he attacks off the right hand, pulls it back to his left, and is able to knock down that shot. If he gets to his left hand, it's a problem.
Sherm, does he not epitomize strong to drive, weak to shoot? He goes to that weak hand.
No question about it.
He's going to pull up and shoot it.
Yeah, and you saw in the first half, the Raptors made him go right, and he was always trying to get to the front of the rim. He gets going left. He's got so much room to operate. He floats on you. He steps sideways on you. He attacks, and then he floats, and he shoots a one-legged runner. He just keeps you off balance when he's going to his left.
1:29 to go in the ball game. 112-103 Clippers. Raptors trying to get back in this thing quickly. Lowry drives right to Ibaka. The pass intercepted by Austin Rivers. And that's another shovel of dirt on the Raptors.
Yeah, just a pass that was so late and so slow by Kyle Serge, not even having a chance, and Austin Rivers doing a good job picking that pass off.
Lou Williams to Tobias Harris. Up fake. Kicks it up top to Austin Rivers. Now to Thornwell. Down low, DeAndre Jordan. Lay it up, no good, but fouled by Ibaka. Can't outrun the ball. Clippers moved the ball. The Raptors were out of position, and DeAndre Jordan fouled. He'll get two shots with 1 minute to go in the game, and the Clippers leading 112-103.
Yeah, Raptors have to foul there and make sure DeAndre Jordan goes to the free throw line. But to your point, it initiates the passing game as the Raptors try to blitz that screen and roll. And Lou Williams does a good job of getting rid of it to Tobias Harris. Now the Raptors are behind the eight ball trying to catch up to the pass. And And the Clippers do a good job of just continuously moving the basketball and finding DeAndre Jordan, who goes up and gets fouled and goes to the free throw line.
Free throw, first one down for Jordan, 113-103. Second one in the air, no good, rebound Ibaka. Raptors down 10, under a minute to go. Van Vliet to Miles, drives, kicks it out, Ibaka to Miles, three ball over Jordan, no good, rebound to Thornwell. The crowd quiet. The Raptors might be looking at or staring down the barrel of their seventh home loss of the season. Harris up top to Rivers, back to Harris, into the lane, floats it up and in, and that should do it. 115-103, the Clippers lead it by 12, 25 seconds to go. Lowry, deep three, no good, wanted the foul call, didn't get it. And LA is going to dribble out the clock. Harris tied up in the backcourt, and Van Vliet fouls him. As Lowry goes over to his one-time teammate Lou Williams and shakes his hand. Lou doing the same with DeMar DeRozan. Lou came in and wrecked shop in the fourth quarter.
Sure. Yes, he did. He did a great job of scoring the basketball. And, you know, credit the Clippers. They were down pretty big early in this game, down by 18. And the Raptors kind of took their foot off the gas. You saw the Clippers ramp up their play towards the end of the first half and just started taking control of this game in the fourth quarter as Lou Williams started to get it going, and the Raptors didn't have an answer for that. And it's just one of those games that's not going to sit well with you if you're the Raptors, because you gave up a lot of ground and allowed the Clippers to just continually walk you down.
They were cruising early. Van Vliet three after the free throws. 9 seconds to go. The Clippers are going to dribble it out. So the LA Clippers keep their playoff hopes alive. Doc Rivers and Dwayne Casey embrace it midcourt. The Clippers come to Toronto. And for only the seventh time this season, the Raptors lose on the ACC floor. It's a final. The LA Clippers 117. The Toronto Raptors 106.
Disappointing loss for the Raptors. And again, the Clippers playing for something, fighting for a playoff berth, currently outside of the playoff race in the Western Conference. They showed how hungry they were today by getting this win against the Raptors.
Great win for the Clippers. We're joined by Tobias Harris. You've come over, Tobias, from Detroit. You seem to fit in right away, and you guys are still making a push for the playoffs. What turned it around in this game for you guys?
We just had to change our mentality. We had to keep fighting, and we just had to inside get a more determined will to go out here and make harder plays, make more winning plays, and be able to get stops and let that fuel our offense. And after halftime, you know, we brought that, and that's why we were able to be victorious.
Along with your defense, Tobias, when you look at Lou Williams and his ability to dictate offense in that fourth quarter, how special is it to have a guy like that can just take over?
You just nailed it on the head. I mean, he took over fourth quarter. He made all the plays for us. It was a relief for us because we knew that we just had to go back down there and get a few stops because we already had the lead. But he made some great shots, and, you know, we don't win this game without him stepping up that big in the fourth.
Tobias, congratulations. By the way, if there's going to be a remake of Chicken Noodle Soup, we want to be in on it.
You're in it. I heard them play it today, so.
All right.
That was awesome.
Good
Thanks.
Luck. Congratulations. Tobias Harris, the Tennessee Volunteer, with a terrific game for the LA Clippers. 20 points, 5 rebounds, a couple of assists, but this game in this fourth quarter, Sherm, belonged to Lou Williams, who came back to Toronto and said, remember me.
No question about it. And tell you what, the bench did a great job. You know, you're talking about guys who came into the game and played with great energy. Montrezl Harrell did a good job for them. Boban Marjanovic did a very good job as well. And, of course, Lou Williams getting the job done. But this was a complete team win for the Clippers, and they've got to be pretty confident moving into their next opponent.
So the Raptors will close the homestand with another hungry playoff team in the Western Conference coming to town Tuesday night. The Denver Nuggets come to town, and the Raptors will try to get back on the winning track. For Steve Eliopoulos and Sherman Hamilton here on the floor, Postgame is up next. After the break, stay tuned for Raptors postgame with Gareth Wheeler and Dwayne Watson. The final, Clippers 117, Raptors 106. Good night from the Air Canada Center. This has been Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto.